Gentlemen, welcome to the No Cash, No Code podcast. It's a little late, but to be honest, this one's not going to get a lot of listeners. Welcome to the Hurt Pod. What could be worse than the Game Week 29 I'm about to review? I'll tell you what could be worse. It being just me. That's right, no Damien, no Tom Maxwell, and for the older listener, no Jeff Brown. Just me reliving the worst of all weeks, and I mean the worst of all weeks. Even the good news was bad news in a week like that. The world average, for context, was 12. So, no cash, no code. Pat yourselves on the back, unless you're Giannis or Noel, for beating 12 points. Okay, while the new game week has already begun, it's probably a good time for us to be able to come back from behind the sofa and relive this. All right, what's first? Pick of the week. Or, as I'd like to think of it, who is the tallest out of Snow White's housemates? There's not much in here to be happy about. We've got only really two standout performances. Why only two performances? Well, in case you've forgotten, blank game week 29 didn't have many fixtures and definitely didn't have many points. You had Burnley 2, Brentford 1, with no one really setting the world on fire unless you'd been very clever with your striker choices. Luton 1, Forest 1, in probably the most predictable scoreline of all time. Unpredictably, Fulham 3, Spurs 0. That was the game that's going to be, well, the talking point of today. And finally, West Ham 1, Aston Villa 1, in a game that helped absolutely no one. So where are these standout performances, I hear you say? Well, they came in two players. One, Muniz, striker for Fulham, and one, Robinson, the marauding left-back for the same team. So, let's start with Muniz. Congratulations to Ali, Tom Kane, Rob Brooke, Will Brox, Mike Brown, Ade, Bradley, Ned, and one other manager for all being Muniz owners. His 13 points being enough to put you above the world average all by themselves. Now, this is a pick of the week award, and even without Tom Maxwell here, we all know the rules. There's no way that many owners is going to give us a winner of pick of the week. And I guess it's the same problem when we talk about the marauding left back himself. While he's underlapping Willian and providing points, he's in so many teams. Bob, Harry, Ned, Ade, Elijah, and Phil. But wait, that's six managers. And only one manager started the 11-point defender. Phil Pembo, well done you. That's the easiest win of pick of the week we're going to see all season. The only person to have started the Fulham defender. So like I said, even the good news felt like bad news for most people. All right, let's go on to team of the week. Do we do a discount for team of the week if you've played a free hit? I mean, it was the strategy. People have gone into it thinking there's not a lot of games. I don't want to carry those players. I completely understand that. So there weren't many points by the expected point scorers. And if there's a week where the expected point scorers don't do well, the differentials stand out. Ali Maxwell take a bow. 31 points. He was the most likely person to be a beneficiary under those circumstances. He did have a captain blank. He had Muniz in his side. He didn't have any red cards because what was that Reguilon? He did, however, play the wrong keeper for his 31 points and the top scorer of the week. I say top scorer, he's tied. Tom Everett also matched him on a free hit. Fofana was his star player. He had less one-pointers in the team, so they come in with the exact same score. So those are the top two contenders for team of the week. But Will Brox, 27 points with just eight players and didn't play a free hit. Is 27, no free hit, worth more than 31? I mean, don't get me wrong, 31 is almost tripling the national average, the world average, so it's a decent score. I mean, if scoring more with less is a factor, then Mike Brown would be the runaway winner. 21 points of just five players. But no, that's not going to be enough. So let's go between these three main contenders, the two 31s and the 27. Part of the reason for calling your free hit is to make sure you don't have to carry poop players for the whole time. So let's look at what happened in and around the free hit for Ali and Tom. Ali has three consecutive red arrows before the free hit gives him a green. Tom Everett has three consecutive red arrows before his free hit gives him a green. He also has Castagna on the bench for 10 massive points. That would have been a slam dunk for team of the week had he have started him. And so I'm thinking, even if you've tripled the world average, you're still going to be feeling a little disappointed with that free hit, in my opinion. So I reckon Brock's had the best week. No chip 27. If he's had the best week, I'm going to say he's had the best team of the week. So congratulations to Cheating Will Brocks for team of the week. Now, I've been speaking for a massive 5 minutes, 19 seconds, and that's as long as I can go without getting into proper hurt. This week's winner of the Hurt Award is just about everyone. Which category should we go with first? We're on the theme of free hits. Let's go through all the free hit teams. Actually, before we go free hits, we've got some non-free hit hurt. Wild card. Bob Cavalieri. He's wildcarded in a team that started off with the regular on red card. It's gone from bad to worst. 15 points on a wild card. I mean, that's going somewhere. Now, you'd say a wild card's more than just one game week, so you're not going to win the Hurt Award, Bob. There's just way too much hurt to go around. And yes, that's the second time I mentioned Bob today, because he's a Robinson bencher. Next, we have the free hit by Jamie Cork. 14 points. An absolute shocker of a free hit. No one added any value. Captain was Tony. He's also a regular owner. Mullane then comes in with 15 points on his free hit. Again, nothing of any note. Regulon in there. Then we've got Cavi, free hit, 15 points. Exactly the same squad, pretty much. But Burke on the bench for 7 massive points. Freddie Williams, the one you'd look to normally to have strategically gone through what the fixture congestion was going to mean and how to play the blanks. He's picked a team that's got some points in there, but both Gibbs and Burke on the bench. So just 16 points for Freddie. Harry Moo, now that was a chance to really, really cement second and maybe even close the gap on first, going with the free hit team. But unfortunately for him, another 16 point team, another guy benching the all important Robinson. Ned, aforementioned many, many times there, his free hits, just 18 points. Bradley Lewington, free hit, 19 points. A bench that has both Muniz and Kufal. That's, what, just 20 between those two alone, and his whole team scored 19. Damien, he did free hit at the top of the league. That was his chance to put Tom Maxwell away. Tom will be breathing a sigh of relief that he only put up 21 points there. Hugo Gordon-Lennox, 21 points on his free hit, but now we're getting into respectable territory. Hugo with the Leno as the wrong keeper choice, and then Ade, free hit, 23 points. Robinson on the bench, and then you've got Jeff Brown, but like I said, now we're in respectable territory. So Jeff 25, Elijah 26, Dylan 26, and then our top two at 31 points. The thing is, with most of those hurts, on a free hit, it's not just the teams didn't really do much, it's the points on the bench, but that's going to happen with a free hit because you've got, well, the choice of absolutely everybody. So maybe a free hit team, even with those low scores at the beginning, isn't going to be enough to win a Hurt Award. So let's go to just low scoring teams. We have to discount Noel because his team was dead, isn't now because of the cup. Then there's also Yanis, who seems to have lost his login details 2 weeks ago. Both his captain and his vice-captain weren't playing, so his score isn't correct. So let's see who really scored badly. Rob Leach, 13 points, minus 4. That's pretty painful there, so that's a true score of just 9. Jamie, we've already mentioned, with 14 points on his free hit. And Jeremy May, 14 points. Colin Dash, 14 points, minus 4. And then Bob Cavalieri, 15. Ed, also on 15 with Cavi. So and Ricky Singh and Nick Mick. In fact, 15 is the mode score overall. Some shockingly bad scores. But listener, I told you a bit of a fib. When we went through the bench points earlier, I mentioned there were some Muniz benches. I mentioned there were some Robinson benches. Could you imagine being a Muniz and Robinson bencher in that game week? For a combined 24 points, Ned went with triple Spurs and benched both of his Fulham. A 24-point bench in a blank game week is definitely, definitely a strong contender for the Hurt Award. But Ade also benched the exact same two players and went with a triple Spurs. Ade being a Spurs fan, that was obviously likely to happen. So with two of them having the exact same scenario, despite how unbelievably painful that's going to be. And going back to the lowest point scorers, I glossed over it a little bit, but Jeremy and his score, there's a minus 8. I repeat, in low teen scoring, he's taken a minus 8. His actual points for the week, 6. If he hadn't taken the minus 8, his actual points for the week would be 9. Either way round, that is an all time, it's got to hurt. Jeremy, take a bow. All right, we can move on now. Good luck for all those who are in the cup.